Your thoughts on today's 1-0 win here at Seaview, David?
Delighted. Hard work. The players earned that today. We had to earn it. Crusaders threw everything at us in the second half, but credit to the players today. Big Roy, outstanding. Everything he had to do, done well. Back four, our midfield and our front players worked their socks off today, which they needed to. We talked about on Tuesday and Thursday about Crusaders' strengths and weaknesses. We got the goal through a little bit of work, slid pass down the side. Jordan quickly onto it. Terrific vision, terrific quality, terrific technique to score the goal. Give us a strong foothold in the game, and for 15-20 minutes after that, I thought we were right on top of it. Probably should have scored again with a couple of opportunities, but you know, fair play to Crusaders. The champions that come bang at it in the second half, and we had to put our bodies in the line. It was blocks, Roy coming in collecting a few, but you're going to need that, and we got it in abundance today.
I thought you had 11 heroes, but Josh Robinson looked absolutely amazing out there today, I thought.
Yeah, big and strong. Jimmy Callagher, big and strong. Stafford, when he come on, getting to grips with the game, having that played. But again, Stafford's reliable performer, solid, popular amongst everybody. So it was good to see him getting on today. And say Josh, Jordan Owen's going to win his fair share in the air. He's a real threat. But it's not always the first ball that's important. It's picking up the bits. And I thought our fullback's done a terrific job picking up not only the first ball, but the second ball. And deservedly won the game today, certainly in my eyes.
That's an old-fashioned, competitive, feisty, top-of-the-table derby. You couldn't take your eyes off it. You had to have eyes in the back of your head probably there. You know?
Yeah, I've been a big critic of some of the officials this year, but I certainly wouldn't like to be in the referee in that today, because there was times in the second half which, again, worked in our favour, where the play was broken up quite a bit with needless challenges, needless fouls, a couple of melees, a melee in the back of the goal. But again, it's competitive. They're fighting for a league title. We're in and around there pushing for a league title. So it was always going to be competitive. And thankfully, we came out today. We worked hard, and the players have been a credit to the football club as of late. And I hope we carry that on. There's been many legends, many legendary football teams that have been built. I'm speaking to the players every time I speak to them. I said, there's an opportunity here for you to go and maybe create your own wee bit of, you know, history. Be that team that everybody wants to talk about in a number of years, and they're buying into it. They are a good group. They work hard. I think they're a little bit scarred. They were a little bit scarred at the start of the season, but they picked up and they give me everything from Monday to Thursday when we train, and more importantly on a Saturday when we play.
Clean sheets are important, and I think that's about 9 out of 10 games, and that is just so consistent, and you know, that's what the platform is for so much that we're doing right at the minute, isn't it?
Yeah, it gives you the platform. It means you don't have to go and score 2-3 goals at times if you're comfortable at 1-0, which for large parts of the game today I thought we weren't comfortable dealing with a long ball. But it always gives you hope that you can hang on to a 1-0 lead today. And we had 2 or 3 maybe half chances in the second half that we could have capitalised on, we didn't. So you know, there's a light going out. So it was a big win, and you know, you get the same points for winning 1-0 as you do 2 or 3-0.
You must be over the moon with the character, the resilience in that squad there.
Absolutely. Again, we've been questioned. There's been a lot of questions thrown at a lot of the same players who were here last year and the year before. So if the players keep responding and keep answering in the right manner, who knows where we'll take us this year. We're in a decent position. We're there or thereabouts. And I hope these players go on and believe and show how good, not to me, not to the staff, Ross and Murph and Ricky and everybody else in and around it, everybody else who's watching the games now, that these lads are good players and they're a good side.
It's a nice position in the league table, but it's a long, long way to go, isn't it?
Yeah, a long way to go. Ballymena are still there or thereabouts. Crusaders will certainly come back fighting. So you know, we look forward to the challenge. We relish the challenge. It should be a siege mentality. Again, speaking to the players, that the old adage goes and the old saying goes, it's us against the rest. And that's a message that I'm putting to the players at the minute. Anything you're going to have to win this year, every game you win, you're going to have to earn it. And the players earned a hard fought win today.
There was 1,520 blue women and children. Yes. Who bought tickets, and I saw a few blue men in the Crusaders end as well, so there was more than 1,520 here, but they all went home happy tonight, didn't they?
Oh, I bought another 4 or 5 and we, so no, it's important that again, the you know the supporters hopefully have they do go home happy, that you know the effort, commitment, everybody says sometimes results don't matter as long as the players are giving everything for the club and the badge, and they're doing that at the moment they are, and that's why we're getting the good support home and away. Long may I continue, because they're crucial, they're important. Home games, away games, they're crucial to you know the players believing that everybody's behind them. Everybody from top to bottom should be behind them at the minute. They're in a good place, they're giving everything, so long may I continue. And again, we go to Tuesday, we go to Newry, and then we've got the Glens next Monday night at home, so another two big games to look forward to.
And Newry away will not be easy either, will it?
Tough game. I was down at Newry against the Crews last week, and they're scrapping for their lives, fighting for their lives, so we'll expect a tough game. You know, they're never easy to play against. Darren has them playing in a very structured manner. So, again, it'll be a good challenge for the players, and hopefully we can capitalise on gaining the 3 points here today.
And a great silent tribute for Stephen Baxter, his father, today, wasn't it?
And rightly so. I spoke to Stephen before the game, slightly emotional, but again, Stephen's obviously been not only an excellent field player, but he's been an absolute legend at Crusaders. The job that he's done here, the job that he's continuing to do. And it can't have been easy. I was glad somebody had sort of said to me before the game that maybe Stephen wasn't going to come. So I was pleased to see him before the game. I spoke to him, had our own little private moment. But I passed my sincere personal condolences myself and everybody else concerned at Linfield. And the moment today before the game is, I'm sure Stephen would have certainly been very humbled, very honoured by that, the response. And I say I look forward to seeing him over there. I think we've seen him twice
in a couple of weeks.
Twice in the next couple of weeks, and hopefully everybody, as I say, we as a club send our condolences to not only Stephen but everybody else concerned in the Baxter family.
Enjoy the rest of your Saturday, David.
Thank you.